Prologue. Leadership versus Management. Leadership and management are all too often discussed as two mutually exclusive sets of capabilities and accomplishments. Leadership is invariably described as the superior skill set, exercised by an exclusive group of exceptional individuals, while management skills are considered to be more mundane and commonplace. Leadership skills are held in such high esteem that they are sometimes regarded as inborn or genetic, while management skills can be learned through training and experience. I don't personally subscribe to this polar distinction between leadership and management. Leaders don't stop exercising their management skills when they cross some magical threshold in their careers. The management actions they take and the management decisions they make are the primary means of validating their leadership capabilities. While not all managers will become leaders, leaders will continue to manage, but they will do so in different ways. The principal distinction between a leader and a manager is the manner in which a leader goes about fulfilling his formal responsibilities and the ways in which he employs his discretionary time and effort. Capable leaders surround themselves with talented individuals and delegate effectively. They establish processes that provide checks and balances on the parochial interests of individual work teams and facilitate organizational alignment around common goals and priorities. Capable leaders hold themselves and their teams accountable. They don't sidestep discussions of performance issues or failures. They communicate continuously and credibly with major and minor stakeholders. And they inspire their teams to deliver results that exceed customer expectations in terms of timing, cost, quality, or quantity. Leaders avoid the temptation to micromanage their team's activities and routinely convert such impulses into career development opportunities for individual team members. Capable managers deliver expected results on time and on budget. They complete routine assignments without being monitored or prodded. They continually strive to find ways of improving the efficiency of their teams, commonly through the use of operational metrics. They are typically respected and liked by their team members. Capable managers may rarely